This is Rafe Jenkins podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure that you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today we are with Tiffany Becerra and we're going to be talking about how you can start a business while also traveling around the world. Tiffany, how are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So, born and raised Texan, went to school in Kansas, started a recruiting company a couple of years ago. So, recently I started getting to travel blogging and consulting. So, when I'm not in Dallas, I'm off jet setting around the world.
That's awesome. So, tell us a little bit about your company, how you started in the process of, you know, doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I kind of have two. My first one, I started my recruiting company a year and a half ago. That kind of started with a life-changing trip to Thailand and Cambodia. So I went on a trip for 2 weeks, completely opened my eyes to something totally different. And I got back, was sitting behind my desk, my 9-to-5 cubicle job, and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. How in the world am I going to see the world if I'm stuck behind my desk? So I up and quit my job 90 days later. Started at Gold, and here we are. So then I recently got into travel blogging when I took another trip to Europe for 6 weeks and really fell in love with it, really fell in love with educating people and telling them about sites and what they should see and how they can pack. So that's kind of how that came about as well.
That's awesome. So if I were to, if I were to label you as a specialist in anything, it's traveling around the world while also running and owning your own business. How are you capable of doing that, owning your own business and running it while you're traveling?
I think, it all begins with the mindset. Like, you have to want it, and I really wanted it. So I thought of something that I could do mobily and something that I could just strictly do online. So recruiting was something that I was an expert in. I knew what I was doing, so I started that. You know, you got to make time for it, but I can recruit from anywhere in the world. So I have clients, I have a really great business partner who allow me to do what I love, which is really nice, but I also work hard too. So when I'm overseas, you know, I'm still sourcing, I'm still recruiting, still talking to candidates, all while juggling, you know, sightseeing and seeing everything. So it's just making the time to do it, but really wanting it too. So it's, you know, with it being a you know, online and so much social media and things like that, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, do you generally work on your computer or just on your cell phone as you're traveling?
Typically both, but I do take my computer with me just in case I have to send a contract or have to write some type of bio. It doesn't come out well mobily, so I do bring my computer. But if I can be on my phone, then I can do that as well. So I typically do both.
Have you had any complaints from the people you work with? You traveling so much where it may come across as if you're not taking your job serious, or is everyone okay with it and they don't care?
I mean, I think everybody cares to a certain extent, but meaning, you know, you got to still be working. So they don't mind that I travel as long as I'm still producing results. So, you know, if I get a client who needs somebody and they need somebody ASAP, you know, it's, I got to be careful of if I'm posting pictures, but I'm not sending them anybody. But if I sent them to people that day, which is exactly what they needed and wanted, you know, then I'm okay with going out and sightseeing and doing things like that. So I think people don't mind you doing things as long as you're still producing results,
right.
As long as you're still getting the job done, you know, you're still making them happy. So you're making yourself happy, but you got to make your clients happy first.
Yeah, so where all of you are you planning on going next? I mean, I know you just recently came back from Europe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk about Europe, and then we'll go to the next question of where you're planning next. So what all did you do in Europe?
Europe is great. I love Europe. It was my second time to Europe. So I did Switzerland and Austria, Liechtenstein as well. No one really thinks of there. My first round, this time around, I did Italy, Portugal, Spain, and Greece, which was absolutely amazing. And the photos that I took and the blogs that I could write about everything, so full of history. People are great. So that was a really fun trip. And then next I'm about to leave for Australia, New Zealand in January. And then I head to Israel and South Africa in March.
That's awesome.
yeah, I may hit up Jordan and maybe Dubai and a couple of other countries while I'm over there as well. So
basically your business is funding your adventures, right? That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. So what would you say to me if I were to come up with some sort of business to travel all over the world, what kind of tips could you tell me that actually would make me successful doing what you're doing?
I would, you know, what I always tell my clients, because they always come to me wanting to know how to get started. And I think that that's the biggest issue with people is not knowing where to go. They've got great ideas. They've got all of these things they want to do, and they have no idea how to put it together and make it a business. So if I were to talk to you, you know, maybe not knowing anything about you, I would first ask, you know, what are your passions? What do you love to do? And then, you know, work on top of that. So, you know, we got to figure out how can you become the expert in everybody's eyes? How can we build your following on social media? But how do we get to what you really want to know? And that's making money so you can be your own boss and so you can travel the world. So there's a lot of different things that go into it that people want to know that they don't know. So I tailor everything specifically to my client. So not everyone is looking for the same thing. Not everyone is looking for the same amount of money. But everyone is essentially looking for that opportunity to make money to be able to travel.
That's awesome. And now, because I follow you on social media, now you're promoting a lot about like webinars, right? And I'm interested, like I'm a marketing guy, so I haven't really wrapped my head around webinars yet. So let's talk about that. Like, what are webinars and how do people make money?
So webinars are a really great way to get in front of a big audience or a bigger audience, essentially, without, you know, really having to invade someone's personal space or, you know, inconvenience them, I suppose. So everyone has a computer or a phone. They can get online. They can get in the webinar. They're behind a computer, you know, so you're not staring at them in their face. So it kind of helps take away a little bit of pressure. But you're also giving them really good value. So webinars are a really great way to establish credibility. You know, you want to be the expert in your field. You can tell people all day long. You can, you know, put on social media that you know what you're talking about. But webinars, I have found, have really helped me to gain a lot of credibility because people will come back, email me, they'll buy my course. They'll just say, you gave so much information. You opened my eyes to something I never knew about. This was awesome. You know, I'm going to tell my friends about your webinar. So it's just a great way to interact with people that are interested in starting their own business or just interested in getting started on Instagram and kind of helping them through the process, giving them some good value in hopes that they become a customer or a client.
Yeah. So do you do this for like businesses or do you have your own webinar that sells to general public?
I have my own webinars. So my webinar is how to monetize and make money off of your Instagram.
Gotcha.
So that's what I talk about. So I teach people just how to get started on it.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like webinar is basically an already recorded video of something valuable. And at the end of the video, you know, the live stream or whatever, there's some sort of promotion where they could get in or the audience could get in and you make money doing that, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. So why is that so popular now compared to just doing an ordinary YouTube video?
Because I think webinars, with my webinars, they're live. I do know that some people do have automated ones that, you know, you can watch, but you can't really chat back and forth. And
right.
I think people like live webinars like what I do because I have a chat room. I've got a chat box that as I'm going through something, someone can ask me a question. I can't get to all of them, so I do a live Q&A at the end. But people really like that because it's a way of engagement. It's a way of getting to ask the experts about something that you don't, you know, maybe you wouldn't even know to ask or you want to know the question or the answer to. So people really like them because they're getting a lot of valuable information for free. And that's essentially what the big part is. You tell them you've got a free webinar and people want to know. They're genuinely curious in what you have to say. You got to provide the value, though. You know, even though it is free, people are looking for value. So you got to provide the value. But at the end of it, if they see the value, then hopefully they become a client.
That's awesome. That's cool. Awesome. So final comments. What this is basically the time in the segment where you could say whatever you want, you could promote whatever you want, you know, and I'm just basically opening up this for you to say whatever's on your mind. So go ahead.
Yeah, you know, so what I've just found in the general comments and people reaching out to me is everything is how to get started. They have these ideas, like I mentioned, they want to, you know, do certain things. Everyone wants to be their own boss, live the dream, travel the world, work from their couch, in their PJs, but no one really knows how to capitalize on it. So what I'd like to encourage is do come to my free webinar. I do give a lot of really good, valuable information just to get you started. So whether you become a client that day or you become a client down the road doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is people and empowering them and encouraging them to be entrepreneurs, because I think that that's what really runs America. It runs the world, you know, people that are motivated. So that's probably what I'd like to say, is let me help you get started.
That's awesome. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for being a part of our you know, talk show, and we really enjoyed, you know, talking about everything. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.